what my heart cries for. May I decrease and may you increase. May you be not alone. All of you of me. Is what my heart cries for more. May I decrease, God, you may increase. May you be the Lord of all.
All of you and none of me. Is what my heart cries for love. And the cruise that you've
that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Just maintain quietness everywhere you are. Lift your hands. John the Baptist said, I must decrease and he must increase. If God must increase in our lives, we must decrease. Let your answer.
May I decrease that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all.
Your hands high. Whisper his name, Jesus, asking him to take his place in your life. In see him touch you.
Metu makagi. Metu makagi. Mahashala.
with your hands, with your hands. Oh, Lord. Touch me with your hands. Oh, Lord. Please don't let me go. Mashagala, ya, 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 ya.
Touch me with your hands. Come today, touch me with your hand. Lift your hands. I see the touch of God wiping away the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of depression. Yes, 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 yes.
That one, the devil is trying to discourage and make you feel that God is not answering you, and God is not answering you, and God is not doing what you ask Him to do, and God is delaying you. Father, let it break right now. 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 Lift your hands high.
Don't let me go the way I can today. Talk
in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. I destroy that cloud of depression, that cloud of discouragement, that cloud of frustration, that cloud of yes. It's breaking now. At the count of seven, you will place your hand on your head and scream touch, and the touch of God will be upon you to dissolve that cloud. That's right. In the name of Jesus, discouragement, despair, depression, let it be broken right now. In the name by the touch of God. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Listen. Even though you tarry, wait for it. Even though it tarry, wait for it. For the vision is for an appointed time. I don't know what it is that is appearing to be delayed in your life, and what the devil is lying to you about. God is faithful. Forever, oh God, thy word is settled in heaven. The word of God must prove true, irrespective of who and what questions it. The word of God shall be true in your life. It shall be true with your children. It shall be true with your family. It shall be true with the work of your hands. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Father, let it break through. That's right. Leperete sika. At the count of seven, you scream touch. A dark devil will leave somebody's body. A dark cloud will leave. An unclean spirit of depression will leave. In the name of Jesus, receive that touch. In Jesus' name, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Touch.
Who is he that seeth it and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not, he frustrates the tokens of liars. He makes diviners mad. He disappoints the devices of the crafty. So their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Some trust in chariots, Others trust in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. Those ones are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and we stand upright. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. I prophesy by the apostolic and the prophetic mantle of God upon my life. This week shall not expire until that destruction in your life is over. Until that destruction in your family is over. This week shall not expire until your testimony is released. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Oh, Jesus Christ, it is done. Something just broke through right now. A dark, ugly devil of discouragement, despair, and frustration just got arrested. God is about to prove himself in somebody's life. And if you are that one, you are going to give a Jericho shout. Like the next 60 seconds. Give him a loud shout of hallelujah. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. Thrones are dissolving. Ancestral curses are dematerializing. Occultic powers are dissolving. The agenda of darkness is being frustrated. Who is he that fears it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it all. He is the God who frustrates the stockings of liars. He makes diviners mad. He disappoints the devices of the crafty. And their hands cannot perform their efforts.
Hallelujah.
Everybody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh.
Everybody sing.
Hallelujah.
Rejoicing in your life, a sound of rejoicing in our land. A sound of rejoicing in your endeavor, in your business, under the next 24 hours, even before the sun sets today. Somebody shall have that sound. You are the one, shout the loudest amen, and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. We serve a real God who is stronger and bigger than the devil. And he will prove that in your life shortly. I know there are people with diverse encounters and deliverances and breakthroughs and so on. But by the end of the message, if the time permits, we'll be able to take some of them. And I believe it's a new day. Father, breathe upon your word in Jesus' precious name. I bring you greetings from Akure in Ondo State. And very, very soon, you will see the clip of the miracles. And some of you already saw them. God is up to something. The earth is literally being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, and in verse 18, it says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is swear unto thy fathers, as it is this day." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Subject is accessing supernatural supplies. Accessing supernatural supplies. Our objective is to understand the pathway to supernatural supplies. It is abundantly clear in Scripture that we serve the God who is a supernatural supplier. A supernatural supplier. A divine provider like none else. Talking about the God who created the whole of the world. The galaxies and the atmosphere and the stratospheres and the hemispheres and the Milky Way galaxies and everything and the earth and the sun, the moon, the stars and billions and trillions of them and precious stones and metals without borrowing from a bank. We are serving and talking about the God who brought water out of the rock to give water for 3.5 million Israelites for 40 solid years in the wilderness without depleting. We are talking about the God who brought manna from heaven and brought quails in abundance to give food to his people in the wilderness. He causes the sun to rise every day without tiring, to burn every day without burning out, to shine every day without dimness. You may have had NEPA took light or power outage. You will never see the sun outage. He has enough celestial power, not electric power, celestial power, to keep the sun burning. And you know how much it is costing you now to pay for electricity. That is the God we serve. Enough celestial power. Keep the sun burning without burning out. Rising without failing. Shining without dimming. What can he not do? What can he not give? What can he not provide? However, there are divine principles to follow in order to access divine products. If God is the giver of it, there are principles to follow in order to access divine products. What are those principles? We'll look at five of them quickly this morning. If I want to access supernatural supplies from Jehovah, what do I do? Number one, what do I need to have? Number one, what do I need to possess? What are the secrets? Number one, is the mindset of kingdom expansion. The mindset of kingdom expansion. The mindset for the expansion of the kingdom. An aggressive drive for kingdom explosion is critical for supernatural supplies. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Why? If they want to promote my cause on the earth, if they want my kingdom in the earth not to suffer, if they want to enlarge my agenda on the earth, then let them shout for joy, because they will say continually, the Lord be magnified that has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. In the prosperity of those who want to favor his cause. In the prosperity of those who want churches planted, he taketh pleasure. In the prosperity of those who want hell depopulated and heaven populated, he taketh pleasure in the prosperity of those who favor his righteous cause. There are those who favor the cause of terrorism in the earth. There are those who favor other terrible causes on the earth. That's not what God is talking about. He said those who will favor my righteous cause, that will make my agenda in the earth to run, let them shout, because I will personally be involved in their prosperity. Somebody get ready, because God is about to show you something. Let them. For the Lord taketh pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. In Zechariah chapter 1 and in verse 17, he said, cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. That is, those who are interested in spreading abroad my city, spreading abroad my kingdom, spreading abroad my agenda, I am interested in their prosperity. I don't know if their correct clip is ready. Just a little snippet of it. Look at that. A little snippet of it. Then we'll look at the real clip at the end of the service. And then you see the mass of people gathering, trooping. Then you see an upper healed. And then you did all that crusade without taking a dime of offering on the crusade ground. That's Akure. That's not Abuja. That wasn't Port Harcourt or Makurdi. That's Akure.
When we say during the worship,
all right, you can stop there. Stop there. We'll look at it at the end. Huh? Cry yet, saying, my city's troop. While we're in Akure, please remember Asaba. Please remember Yola. Please, all manner of messages from everywhere. When will you come to Ghana? When will you come to Kenya? All manner. We are waiting in Maiduguri. That was what they said. We are waiting in Lagos. And the earth must be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And we must chase the devil back to hell by means of massive resources. Is God speaking to somebody here? It's one thing to do service inside the church, But it's another thing to go out into the air and confront the principalities directly and create and change the climate over the city. Change the weather. Change the atmosphere. Am I communicating at all? Just change the spiritual climate. Just send some witches packing. And God is looking for someone, and that someone is seated here right now. And you are going to have so much money, you won't even know how did this happen, because your mind is set on expanding the kingdom, on promoting the house of God. You will be so explosive, and it's because you are not the one, that is why you are looking like that. But I'm talking to somebody here that God is about to empower with resources, empower with finances, and it will amaze you and amaze those who know you. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. The mindset of kingdom expansion. When you want to conquer abundance. When you want to conquer abundant resources. Listen to what I'm about to say. When you want to conquer abundant resources. Not because of what you want to achieve for yourself. But because of what you want to achieve for the kingdom. When you want to conquer, look at the word, conquer, abundant resources. Not because of what you want to achieve for yourself, but for what must be achieved for the kingdom. Then the sky becomes your starting point. People say sky is your limit. No, it's the starting point for what God will do in your life. The mindset of kingdom expansion. Most people think car first. They think house first. They think this and that first. So the struggle continues. But let the mindset change. And the outcome will change. Number two is a large vision for abundance. A large vision. A large vision for abundance is necessary for seeing the abundance of God. A large vision. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Don't forget this. God will only give what man can see. All the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. All the land. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. God will only give what man can see. God will only give what man can see. What man can see, God can't give. Here is another. What is in the heart of man determines what can be delivered into the hand of man. What is in the heart of man determines what God can deliver into the hand of man. If it is not in the heart, it can never enter the hands. Very important. A large vision. Large vision. Some of you will see yourself flying your aircraft to the crusade grounds. Your business aircraft, your company aircraft. Who says you cannot have it? Those who have it don't have two heads. Am I communicating at all? I like you to look beyond survival. Step into the realm of excess without stress. Look beyond the realm of survival. From the realm of looking for a house to the realm of owning estates that you will cede some to less privileged people to live in. The realm of buying a a car to the realm of buying evangelism buses and vehicles. On your own, transporting thousands of people to church in your own vehicles. A large vision for abundance. As far as your eyes can see, so will I give. Number three is the revelation of supernatural supply. The revelation of supernatural supply. I'm talking of scriptural revelation of supernatural supply. This is critical to supernatural supply. Scriptural revelation. In Deuteronomy chapter, I believe it's chapter 29, verse 29. It said, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. If it must be released to you, it must first be revealed to you. The things that are revealed belong to us. It is only when they are revealed that they can belong. And this is not just in the realm of supernatural supplies. It is in every realm. If divine health must belong to you, it must be revealed to you. If victory over witchcraft must belong to you, you must see it out of scripture. Am I communicating at all? If the fulfillment of days must belong to you, that is, you are going to live and not be cut short like others in your lineage, you must see it out of the scripture that he died young for you to live long. In a similar manner, if supernatural supply must belong to you, you must see it out of the scripture. The day I saw that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that was the day I realized that nobody owns any property. That everything belongs to God. And anyone God wants for his work per time, we can have it. The so-called caretaker cannot withstand it. Nobody owns anything. God owns everything. People are mere caretakers. I saw that out of scripture. And challenge for what, how to get property for ministry or for church or for anything, ended and died. That is, there is no property we cannot get if God wants us to get it. Not one. It doesn't matter who owns it. The Area 1 church property, they pursued us to church on a Sunday morning from the other religion. He attended service to negotiate with us on our terms. Am I communicating at all? Is God speaking to somebody at all in the same manner? You don't just get things by luck. You get it by light. Take your seat. In this kingdom, we do not triumph by luck. We triumph by light. We triumph by light. For the light shineth in darkness. If you are from a poverty background, it is the light of scripture that will kill that demon of poverty and take you beyond the limits of your father's house. So there must be that revelation of supernatural supply. And the truth is, faith is fed by light. And everything we get by God, we get by faith. The followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12. And everything we get from God, we get by faith. And faith is fed by light. So once you get that light, that revelation, that look, oh, truly, I am born again, I will make heaven. But making heaven is not the only thing. There are things to enjoy in this world first, before I go to heaven. And no devil can stop me from having them. That revelation is important. And there are materials, books, tapes that have been preached in this subject that will deepen your understanding. You can pick them up. That was number three. Number four is dedicated kingdom service. Dedicated kingdom service. Dedicated kingdom service is a sure way to accessing supernatural supplies. Sure way to accessing supernatural supplies. God pays his workers and he pays very well. There are those who revel in the fact that I work with CBN, I work with UNICEF, I work with United Nations. Thank God for all those work. I work with an oil and gas company. Praise the Lord. But there is a company heavier than all those companies. It is the Jehovah company. Did you know what he said in Luke chapter 10 verse 1? Luke chapter 10 verse 1. He said, after this, the Lord appointed. Somebody say appointed. So kingdom service is a kingdom appointment. He appointed others. You see the way people get appointment later. He appointed 70. And he said, send them two and two before his face to every city. He appointed. Kingdom assignment is not a volunteer service. It's a kingdom appointment. I am not just volunteering to work and do some things for God. It's a kingdom appointment. If you look through the scripture very well, you will see the terms in the appointment later. Exodus 23:25 is one of those terms. You shall serve the Lord your God, and part of your appointment benefits, he shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness in the middle of you.
And you know, mentality determines reality. You are working like a volunteer. The outcome is a volunteer's outcome. Take your seat, and you are working like I am on appointment. Then you get your entitlement.
Without begging for it, without harassing anybody for it, without struggling for it.
In these crusades, I have gone to crusades twice in this season, and then this one comes, 5,000, say, I'm the owner of this hotel, and I came for prayer. And then he leaves and leaves the crusade ground with an entitlement from heaven. In plenty zeros. Another one comes and says, I'm the owner of this hotel. This is my wife. Pray for us. I told them not to collect any money for your stay here. We are not wasting our lives. From this moment forward, even people you don't know, maybe you say it's because they know him. Even we have been to places where people didn't know us. Somebody reversed in Lagos on Anthony Bridge on your way to Bagada, reversed his car all the way. And saw me and my wife standing by the roadside. This is like 20 years ago. Where are you going? We are going to Molina Towers in VI. All right, I am going to Yanakwaja, but I'll take you to two opposite directions. But I'll take you there. He took us all the way there. Dropped us. And I said to him, who are you? He said, you don't need to know, sir. Well, what can I do? Nothing. All right. Your generation will never be stranded. That was the prayer I released. Your generation will never know what it means to stand and not find road. He returned all the way, going back to Yanakwaja. We never knew from nowhere. This has happened plenty times. We are in Europe in the aircraft. Or inside the aircraft, they look at me and my wife at the only one at the back. The tailmost tail of the economy. Say, can you come to the first class, please? You paid for economy. They sent you to first class. And not that they changed the ticket.
Not that it happened at the counter. It happened inside the aircraft. And you know the service is different. The food is, everything is different. Somebody here, I prophesy upon you, as you donate yourself to the service of the kingdom, you will see benefits that will amaze your life. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. This is Job chapter 36, verse 11. He said, if they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and they serve him. If they obey and serve him. In Luke chapter 22, verse 35, he said, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. This is what God is saying to someone here. Show to God that you are not ever going to be too big to serve him. Then he will show to you that nothing is ever going to be too big to give to you. You didn't hear what I just said? 1 billionaire, multi-billionaire. He brought me a document of his contract of 127 billion naira. Just lay hands and establish. The contract was already established. Almost 60% mobilization given already. Give me wisdom. And just, I need wisdom for this thing to be established and fulfilled. I want God's help to do well. He even asked me to assist him with one or two personnel that can assist in the execution of the work, which I did. Laid hands on the document. He's an ushati tomorrow in the place where he worships. Wife is in the choir. There are some people who have not even seen 1 billion. They are executive Christian. Shoulder is up. Can't pass where everybody is passing. No, we are the big men of the assembly. And God says, with your bigness, remain where you are. I have more plans for your life, but you have limited yourself by your mindset. I mean, you can be a billionaire in dollars and be a cleaner in the church, a sanctuary keeper. God is looking for more of such. You can be a billionaire in euros and still be in the prayer band. A young man showed me his a paper of a contract awarded to his company of 7.7 billion. He's a dedicated member in the prayer band. And if you're in the prayer band, you don't need to ask for who he is. Because you will not know. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Just rigidly following God. No shoulders raised. No arrogance. Just rigidly. And if you have been dedicated in serving, and you have not seen the rewards of service, I announce today, whatever is sitting on your rewards, it is over right now. Maybe you are not the one, that's why your amen is like that. If you have been committed to the service of God, and you have not seen the rewards of your service, I announce to you today, within this week, you shall see your rewards. Your rewards shall begin to come. Say the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Listen. Show God that you are never going to be too big to serve him. Inside the church, serve him in soul winning, bringing people in your vehicle to church, giving out tracts. You know, the multi-billionaire Coscaris was on the street in Lagos some time ago doing street evangelism with megaphone. Not too long ago. I'm sure some of you saw it. That anything you know of Range Rover, you know of BMW, anything, anyone in this country must have come through him. That you can come to the point where I am not too big to hit the road
and preach the gospel.
Not too big to do the menial things in the house.
Then God will show you that nothing will be too big to hand over to you.
That was number five. And number five, that was number four. Number five is the practice of the covenant of supernatural supplies. The practice of the covenant. Supernatural supply is not a promise that can be claimed, but a covenant that must be practiced.
Say that again.
Supernatural supply, that is, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. It's not a promise to be claimed. It's a covenant to be practiced. And I'm going to read that passage to you in context. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 15. Look at what Paul said all the way to verse 37. Now, you can look at that. He said, now you Philippians, you know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. So it is not receiving and receiving. There is nothing like receiving from God and receiving and receiving and it is giving and receiving. Receiving happens on the platform of giving. He said, but you only. Then he continues. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. See, but I have all and I abound and I'm full. Have you received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you? An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice. Acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Now that you have done all this, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. When you quote only verse 19 as Philippians 4:19, that is practical 4:19 operation. Philippians 4:19. No, it's not 4:19. It's a covenant to be practiced. It is giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. It said, as long as the earth, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease giving and receiving. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Paul the apostle speaking to the people said, I have showed you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So the blessing is in the giving. The blessing is inside the giving. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I'm not talking just from a lecturer's perspective. I am talking from a practitioner's perspective. Practice of almost 35 years since the year of 1986. Consistent. Without at any time forgetting to fulfill covenant obligation. Consistent. So it's from a practitioner's point of view. Listen, outcomes are the products of actions. Every time you see a desirable outcome, there are obligatory actions that must be put in place. The practice of the covenant. When we talk about giving, some people may ask, what givings are those? I will enumerate some givings as far as the time permits me. This can be done at different occasions. They can be done together and they can be done as the Lord leads you. Number one is the tithe. That tithe is compulsory. In Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 to 20. Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 to 20. And Melchizedek the king of Salem brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. and he blessed, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. Not just personal tithe. Tithes of all includes corporate tithe. The tithe of the organization. Aside the tithe of the person. Tithe is the minimum. In Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. It said, here men that die on earth here, they receive tithes. But there, that is, mortal men receive tithes here. But there, the immortal receiveth it. It is witness that he receiveth. Receiveth is present continuous. So it didn't end with the Old Testament. He receiveth them. He receiveth. He received. He is receiving. He will receive. The church may count your tithe, but it is in heaven that the tithe is recorded. Am I communicating? Very, very important. So we have the tithe. Number two is a free will offering. That is the one we come to church and then give unto God. In Deuteronomy chapter 16 and in verse 17, he said, every man shall give as he is able. Alright. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 and then 17. He said, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord, thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. In the Old Testament, they met just that scanty. But in the New Testament, the church met literally every day. And they shall not appear before me empty. Now, verse 17 says, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. So, if my level is not the same with your level, my giving can't be the same with your giving. There are people God has changed their level since, but their giving has not changed. Abomination, error. That is an application for stagnation. You are telling God, don't shift me. If I'm giving the offering I gave 15 years ago now, something is absolutely wrong. In fact, in my own envelope night, my wife packages my offering. There are some denominations that must never enter the envelope. They must never, because the level changed since. Am I communicating? That is free will offering on your own volition. Nobody tells you the percentage. What I do is that at the beginning of the month, I allocate, this is the percentage I'm giving for this month, and then it is distributed according to the services that are holding, including service outside the church here. If I go to anywhere to minister, the size of the envelope is almost the same thing. Am I communicating? Free will offering. Number three is giving to the poor and less privileged. It's part of covenant practice. In Proverbs chapter 19 and in verse 17, Proverbs 19, 17, it said, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, he will pay him again. If you are giving to poor people, God say you are borrowing him money. And since he does not owe anybody, he will never owe you. Somebody say amen. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 13. In Proverbs 21 and in verse 13, it says, whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. That will never be your portion. That is giving to the poor and the less privileged. Number four is sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. Psalm 20 verse 1 to 5. Psalm 20 and in verse 1. He said, the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Let him send help to you from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Why? When he remembers all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Once in a while, you might decide, I want to shift level. I want to move to another dimension. I want to sacrifice. Where I am now, I don't like it. I need a sacrifice to change level. Sacrificial giving. Or when the church calls for a sacrifice, this is sacrificial giving. Now, all right, let me go to number five. Call that prophet's giving. Now, I actually classified everyone else under others. But let's look at the prophet's giving. This is where you feel led to touch the life of whoever God uses to touch you. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 6, the Bible says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. When you hear the word communicate, it doesn't clarify. So if you look at another translation, he said, give me the Living Bible or the New Living Translation or any other translation. Another translation. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth him in all goodness. Do that very fast. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Just one more translation. That will bring it out a little bit. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Now, this is scriptural injunction. There are many other passages, but I'll read that in the next service. That's prophets given. Number 6 is first fruits given. First fruits. In Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 9, Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 9, the Bible said, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Go ahead. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. First fruit giving. There are two ways to look at the first fruit. First fruit can be the first increase that enters your hand. The first one. It can be first fruit. That is, this is a been stranded, I have nothing, and this just entered my hand. I am giving to God. First fruit can also be the first increase. My salary has been 500,000. It has now become 550,000. The increase was 50,000. That can be first fruit. Am I communicating? And it works like fire. How many of you, there are some people who were in a kingdom financial meeting we had some time ago, and a man we brought to testify. He's not a member of this church. He's a member of one of the churches that we are associated with, one of our parent churches. And he said, he told God he was going to pay his first fruit, and God gave him a first fruit of how much? Does anybody remember? It's like 400 million. 450 million. Was the first increase that entered his hand for that year. And he said he took the check to the pastor. The pastor didn't open it. When the pastor opened it, the pastor went to him. He said, you made a mistake. Check that check very well. You just made a mistake. You don't mean this is what you are giving. You say, I mean every single word of it. Do you mean it? He said, I mean everything. Before the month ended, that first fruit returned back 3 times before 30 days. And then, today the guy has changed aircraft 9 times. They say the way you change car. In his field, his organization is number one in the country. Quality born again child of God. There are contracts it doesn't take. In fact, it doesn't do any government contract since almost how many years now? Is it because he doesn't want anybody to ask him for money? They gave him a job of 89 billion some years ago, and some people wanted to share the money. He returned back the job to them. He said, keep your job. I don't need. They said, just sign, and then we'll say that you have done the job. But just give us so and so billions. He said, he ran from there for his life. The story was made known later on
where the number one at that time compelled the right thing to be done. People there, the way you are struggling to give is not how everybody is struggling, no. Hallelujah. Stories. So that is first fruit given. And then the final is kingdom projects given. Kingdom projects given. The situation where God is building and you decided to be involved. In Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5. Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5. The Bible said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Construction is on. And Lord, here am I. Here is my portion. These are basic givings. There may be more. But what you do is, Lord, I am available. Whatever you give to me, so and so percentage comes back to you. You can start low. 10% tithe is basic. Any other percentage you wanted to add to that, maybe I want to give 20 for a start or 30 for a start, whatever. And then out of that percentage you have given, I allocate this to free will offering. I allocate this to the poor and the less privileged. I allocate this to projects. I allocate this. And as it grows, you grow. William Colgate, the Colgate toothpaste man, started giving 10%. Then he increased to 20. Then he increased to 30. Then he increased to 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. You know what he did? Then he came to the point where he said, you know what? I have enough money reserved, fixed, stored, that can last me the rest of my life. So from today, everything that comes, 100% goes back. I don't need any fresh money anymore to do anything for myself. Any money I need, I have. That is money he has already tithed from another that is in the reserve. From now on, all the monies I am making it for the kingdom. Human beings reach such levels. Somebody said to me the other day, he said, let God try me now with 1 billion. I will drop all of it. I won't take one out of it. I was so touched. And in my heart, I said, it is done. He said, I won't touch. And let him just give me up. Everything is given to him to do his work. See, the covenant practice has made several people into who and what they became in their generation. Your case shall not be an exception. Let me give two counsels in conclusion. First, receive grace. That is, make demands on grace, on the grace to apply yourself to kingdom principles for supernatural supplies. Lord, if these are your principles, I receive grace. I need help. There are people who know how to start, but they don't know how to continue. And they don't know how to finish. And it is not starting that is important, but continuing and finishing. Father, I receive the grace not just to start, to continue, to finish. Apply for it. And number two, continue to play your part. Because God is covenant bound to fulfill his obligation to his covenant partners. Continue to play your part.
Because God is covenant bound
to fulfill his obligations to his covenant partners.
Right now, I speak upon everyone here, grace,
the grace, and the grace, the grace, the grace,
the grace, again that grace,
to fulfill your part in Jesus' precious name.
Every good message places upon people the responsibility. Every preaching that does not give you responsibilities to fulfill is an irresponsible preaching. And the proof of good preaching is not how you felt, but what you will do.
Until what you will do is clear to you, you haven't heard anything.
So, I want you to proceed. Some of us need to take fresh steps. Some of us need to return back because we got weary in well-doing. And then, we'll see God at work this week.
Lift your right hand and give the Lord the praise for what you have received. Appreciate him, honor him, and adore him.
Worship him. Father, thank you. And thank you.
And thank you. In Jesus' precious name.
Go ahead, roll the clip of the Accurate Crusade.
And you have a name above all names.
Roll that tape.
Whoa.
That's the ancient city of Akure Crusade Ground.
But he said during the worship, when you were taking the worship session, the power of God came upon him and he realized that the pain on that leg disappeared. Now he can walk free.
Show us how you were walking when you came. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Shoulder and wrist was broken off. And you couldn't move it before.
Mental situation is restless, restless for 6 years. In addition to what?
Even more than
that. Is it?
Even more than
the father says, even more than the number of years we have mentioned, up 10 years. And when you have thyrotoxic goiter,
the moment you mention that word, according to me, say, as if ice water came on his head.
As if ice water was poured on his head. That boy was mental for 10 years. Mental for 10 years.
When the body begins to develop antibodies that is fighting the body, that is what Jehovah just handled.
You couldn't do what you are doing now. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Yes, Mama had accident 10 years ago. And her left leg was twisted.
Left leg twisted from the accident.
For the accident.
Every day they put on her head.
And it used to be hit on her head.
And it will be coming out of here. And what happened?
Tonight,
flew out of your head. I'm not just looking like that.
I've never stood on her 2 feet.
This child has never walked since she was born.
Here with the ear that is deaf in the right ear. Can you? You can't hear in the right ear.
That is an Oba Kabiye say, deaf in the ear for 5 years.
Jesus' precious name, it is done.
Jesus, are you still here? Amen. Here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. I need your help.
Jesus. Help me, Lord.
to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of praise.
Everybody be up on your feet. Be up on your feet. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings for his word to us this morning. Father, we love you. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I am available as an instrument in your hands. Use me, Lord, to your glory. In the financial realm, use me, Lord, to your glory. Lift your hands.
Lord, make me a practical instrument for you. Use me, Lord. Lord, make me a practical instrument for you. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, Lord. Make me a practical instrument for you. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, Lord. Make me a practical instrument for you. Use me, Lord.
Lift your hands up. Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you the praise and the honor. Thank you for all that you have done for us today. Thank you for lives touched, destinies changed. Thank you for a new beginning for many. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to practice the covenant, to walk in the covenant. I receive that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift the hands higher. And right now, everyone that is in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, I'd like you to pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. Or you want an addiction broken, a lifestyle, a smoking, a drinking, fraud, gambling, whatever it is, immoral lifestyle. Pick up your Bibles and pick your bags. And quickly come forward at the count of seven.
Instrument for you. Use me, O Lord.
I'll give you the count of 7-1. Quickly come forward. Carry your Bibles and your bag and quickly come and surrender to Jesus.
Use me, O Lord.
Everybody sing it now, Lord. Help me, I brought you home. 2. Instrument for you. Use me, Lord.
Lord,
Lord,
make me a practical instrument for you.
Use
me, Lord, Lord.
Use me, Lord, Lord.
Make me a practical instrument for you. Use me, Lord,
Lord.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord, everybody. You are here for the first. All right. You are surrendering. As they are coming all the way from there. All the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Come make your ways right to Jesus. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And those who are here right now, including those coming out there, place your right hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I am in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person.
Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, amen.